Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 414, How to Survive Sitting All Day by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. So a very happy day after Valentine's Day to you. Hope you're recovering from maybe the last night's festivities. Maybe it's time for an inspirational quote to get you going. So here we go. Would you like me to give you a formula for success? It's quite simple, really. Double your rate of failure. You are thinking of failure as the enemy of success, but it isn't at all. You can be discouraged by failure, or you can learn from it. So go ahead and make mistakes. Make all you can. Because remember, that's where you will find success. Thomas J. Watson. All right, so I hope that quote got you pumped and excited to hear today's post. And what I love about today's topic is it's so applicable to most of our jobs, most of our occupations. So let's jump right in as we optimize your life. How to Survive Sitting All Day by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. Although it's just a desk job, working in an office can wreak absolute havoc on our bodies. If you're somebody who spends all day at a desk and computer, which I'm guessing applies to a majority of those of you listening right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Whether it's lower back pain, wrist pain, a really tight neck, or a lack of mobility, when we spend all day at a desk to pay the bills, our bodies often get stuck picking up the tab. So what can we do to counteract this office life we have to live? Although I've done some crazy things like exercise around the world, most of my time is spent sitting at a desk for 10 or more hours a day, connecting with readers, writing articles, and watching stupid cat videos on YouTube. I feel like I've cracked the code for staying limber despite sitting all day, and I want to share it with my fellow desk dwellers. Set your workspace up to succeed. If you work at a desk job, you probably spend more time at your desk than you do at anything else in your life. And yet that time is often spent sitting in a chair that's too low, with a desk that's too high, and our necks bent down looking at a screen at an angle that makes us feel like Quasimodo. That can result in all sorts of nasty stuff like eye strain, shoulder pain, back pain, arm pain, wrist pain, and neck pain. Desk jobs might not seem physically taxing, but they can certainly cause us some physical problems. If you're going to level up your office life, it's time to do a desk audit. So let's start with setting your desk chair at the proper height so you can type without scrunching your shoulders up. I swear, 90% of desk chair combos in offices or in coffee shops have this ratio wrong. You want to sit in a chair at a height where you can sit with your shoulders relaxed and pulled back, you're sitting up tall, and your forearms are parallel to the ground or are lower, meaning you don't need to reach up to your keyboard or shrug your shoulders. I can tell when I work at a desk that's the wrong height, and you probably can too. My shoulders shrug up, I get tense, and my neck bothers me for the next few days. So, set your desk at the right height for you. 1. Pick a great chair. You probably spend more than a third of your existence at a desk chair, so do what you can to make sure you're sitting in a chair that is not destroying your spine. Last year, in an effort to fix my back issues, I bought a great desk chair. Honestly, it's been fantastic, and my back feels great sitting in it for extended periods of time. But I know it's incredibly pricey. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on a great chair, unless you can afford it. You simply need a chair that has an adjustable height so you can set it so your feet are comfortably on the floor, you have a solid cushion to sit on, and good lower back support. If your company supplied you with a crappy office chair, ask for the money to buy a good one and say it'll improve my productivity. And head to an office supply store and try out a bunch of chairs. If they won't pay for it, consider making the upgrade yourself. 2, set your monitor and desktop properly. If you work with a laptop, you're spending most of your day hunched over a tiny keyboard and trackpad. Even if you work with a desktop computer, it's certainly possible the monitor is not high enough for you to be able to not have to tilt your head down to look at it. You want the height of your monitor to be such that you can look straight ahead and not have to adjust your neck angle to view the screen. After spending a few years hunched over a laptop, I fixed my posture by adjusting where my eyes have to look by drastically raising the height of my monitors. Just raising my viewing angle was enough to get me to stop slouching. I no longer shrug my shoulders for hours, and my spine and back and shoulders and neck no longer hate me. You don't need anything fancy. I even just added some books to get the right height. You don't need to spend a lot of money to change your setup. I found that the inexpensive solutions were well worth the money invested. Feel free to prop your monitor up with whatever you have around. For laptop users, a separate keyboard and mouse can alleviate a lot of cramped feelings and prevent you from ending up hunched over a laptop. These things alone should get you started with setting your desk up to win. But what about the rest of the day when you're not sitting? Staying limber in the office. Along with having a properly constructed office or cubicle, there are a few other things you can do to combat office-itis. The most important thing, don't stay in the same position for hours upon hours. Studies suggest the best plan for prolonged spinal health is to consistently alter your work environment. Move around, stand when possible, then sit. Just don't sit in the same position for 8 straight hours. You can set a timer every 20 minutes and get up and do something. You can take a lap around the office or do some shoulder rolls or neck rolls or twists. I use a program called Focus Booster that pings me every 20 minutes to get up and do something, like take a lap around Nerd Fitness HQ or my apartment or do a quick stretch. If you have your own office or you work in a cubicle and don't mind getting some funny looks, feel free to try some of these. The couch stretch. Because I'm on my butt all day, my hip flexors tend to get tight. So I make sure to do a 2-minute couch stretch every single day to help open up my hips. You could do a thoracic bridge stretch or consider dropping down into a basic bodyweight grok squat. Own your office space. To answer your final question, you do not need a standing desk, even though the internet has a lot to say about sitting all day. I often stand when doing basic tasks like checking email or chatting with Team Nerd Fitness, but I really struggle with writing creatively while standing, so I'm almost always seated for article writing. We are all products of our environment, and by making small, subtle changes to our bat caves, we can set ourselves up to win. You just listened to the post titled, How to Survive Sitting All Day by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm totally guilty of this as well. Much of my job requires that I actually sit at a desk, answer emails, prep course materials, all of that fun stuff. But at some point during my education, I got familiar with this concept of ergonomics. That's basically what Steve was mentioning in his post. Make sure your chair is comfortable, your positioning is correct, your feet are on the floor. When you look at your computer monitor, it should just be slightly below eye level to relieve stress on your neck. This is all part of office ergonomics. And what's great nowadays is that many employers realize that this is a huge problem because many of us are sitting at a desk but are hunched over and are going to have chronic problems that's going to affect their productivity. So believe it or not, at this very minute, you may not have realized it, you may have an ergonomist employed at your company. At my former employer, we had two ergonomists, people who would go around, make an appointment with you, and make sure that everything in your office is set up right so that you don't have these chronic health issues. Pretty amazing, right? So definitely ask around and see if your company offers that. Sometimes they'll contract outside and get an ergonomist to come in and do an assessment of the whole office. And I promise it makes a huge difference. And Steve was absolutely right that sitting all day does seem to negatively impact our health, not just for neck and back pain, but when we think about our cardiovascular health, our heart and lungs health, basically. When we think about how many calories we burn each day and preserving muscle. But the good news is that if you get up and move around for 3 to 4 minutes every hour or so, 3 to 4 minutes, that's it, every hour, that can help offset the negative effects of sitting. And so I love the idea of setting a timer in your phone. You use your phone for everything else. Why not use it for this? Set a timer when it goes off once an hour, stand up and just move around for 3 to 4 minutes. That's it. That's all you would need to do to help offset some of this damage. Oh, and in case you're wondering, I actually do stand when I record these podcasts. Now, before I go, now that we're halfway through the month, just a quick reminder that we give away books to random people on our mailing list on the first of every month. So if you want to be a part of that for free, plus you get spreadsheet tools from us to help you optimize your life, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. Again, that's oldpodcast.com, and it's totally free to join. All right, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.